Let's give Smith a call here.
Hello.
Yo.
Yo.
What's good, man?
What's good?
How you doing?
Not bad, man. You?
Chilling.
All right.
Yo. We're about to do this podcast and shit.
All right. Sweet.
All right.
So, yeah.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide.
No escape from reality.
Something can't see.
Oh my god, my eardrums.
I'm not gonna go through that whole thing, man. Fuck that shit. Chilling with Villains, the podcast. I'm your host, Gary the Villain, in the building. Over the phone, my co-host, Mr. Smith. Behind the camera, we got Annie Think Tank in the house.
Hello, and we are live on Instagram.
Live. So, first of all, you know what? I'm plug this into the camera. See, already starting with the bloopers. You guys have to apologize. I said you guys. I said we gotta apologize.
Yo, this guy's.
I'm like tired, man. I'm like, don't. All I've been doing is I smell like disinfectant. I taste it in the air. Just cleaning my bathroom and shit.
My hands taste like soap, guy. I'm telling you.
Like everything tastes like soap.
Yeah, I couldn't eat chicken, guy. It's like, soapy chicken.
Yo, is it wild now? Like, you look at stuff and you're like, should I be soaping that down? You look at your cell phone, you're like, should I soap up my phone? You know what I mean?
Oh, man.
So I don't know how many days of this COVID-19 coronavirus outbreak pandemic. The last time we talked, this didn't hit that hard in the States yet. This didn't hit that hard in Canada yet. And now we're talking about, we all gotta stay in our house. There's lineups 1 meter apart to go to the grocery store.
The fucking dollar store, guy.
The dollar store. They're like, you're only allowed
to
send
your
business.
You mean to tell me you have to stand in line outside for a dollar store, guy?
Imagine a line outside like it's the club.
Fucking the bank too, guy? And they're asking me if I'm fucking on vacation in the past 14 days and shit. And I'm like, do I look like James Bond, motherfucker?
And like, quite honestly, like, are we just going to assume that anybody's answering this question truthfully?
That's what I'm saying. I only have all my teeth, guy. I'm not James Bond, guy.
Yo, this guy's so serious. Like, because, like imagine you're in the line, right? You got people waiting behind you. And the person asks, yo, have you been traveling within the last 14 days, you know? Now, just for the mere fact that you could possibly be a carrier and you're still outside going to the bank and shit, would you really want to admit that out loud and catch a beatdown? You know what I mean? Just look around and be like, I just came back from Mexico or something. You know what I mean? Wouldn't you want to, like, fight this motherfucker?
Yeah.
Well, now they can get fined, so... But we have a question from Fanny. She's asking if that is George next to you.
Yes, it's George, Human Resources, sitting here beside me. How you doing, Fanny? Hope everything's good.
Yeah, we have George.
Yeah, I just talked
in.
To George recently.
Yo, serious. I got George sitting beside me here, guy. It's mad hilarious. I put pictures on Instagram, guys. It's hilarious.
Yo, he ain't my replacement, eh?
No, not at all, not at all. He's just making sure I don't misbehave, because now with nobody here, I can just go crazy and shit. Start recording with no pants and shit.
Right, it's like, when was last time we wore any real clothes? Like, I just been in pajamas.
Like, live, I'm in pajama pants right now. In my Batman's day.
God, I'm so desperate for outside. I look out my window and the crack of the window with the air and just suck air.
You're just like, just feeling the breeze from outside. You're like, yes.
It could be minus fucking 40 weather, guys. I'd still be outside cracking the window. I don't care. I could be freezing my balls off and shit. And I don't give a fuck. Can't go anywhere. You know what I'm saying?
Well, everything's, fuck that. Everything's closed anyway.
That's what I'm saying. Can't go anywhere. Can't go to a restaurant. Can't go anywhere.
And you know,
can't go to my favorite restaurant, guy.
You know what I don't understand?
What is that, guy?
Nothing's open, right? This is what I'm not understanding. Nothing's open, okay? Ain't nothing to do. I mean, me, I'm traveling because I gotta go to work. I'm part of the essential services. Yeah, I know there's people that are going to the pharmacy and going to the grocery store and stuff, but I work evenings and I still see people outside. Like, not just hanging out, though. Not even, like, those look like they're going anywhere. You know, like,
jogging.
You're jogging. Oh, my God, there's so many joggers.
Hey, man, when you got nothing to do and you're pissed, you gotta do something normal. I can't go, like, hopefully this doesn't turn into some fucking, what's it called, what is that movie there where fucking people go crazy at midnight or whatever?
The Purge?
The Purge?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, that's
you know, people be going crazy.
Everywhere, man, I'm telling you, I walk to the pharmacy and got joggers running past me like I'm in a ninja movie. You look around, there was like nobody like 2 seconds ago. You look at that, bang, somebody's running right beside you.
Fuck.
Yo, serious.
It's
Ninja
Gaiden, gay.
Snap, I almost forgot it. I don't know how many minutes we are deep into this.
1 minute.
Shout out to Reams on SoundCloud.com. Shout out to Khadija.R on Instagram. Yeah. Joggers, man. Remember, I was mad at cyclists. Now I hate joggers now. That's what this pandemic has done to me. It completely changed my hate.
Right? Like, can you imagine a jogger all sweaty and sick and his sweat just flies on you and now you have coronavirus?
You know, like, and you just, like, you know, anybody, like, with allergies, which is coming up around the corner for anybody, allergy season, everybody's looking at you guys got the coronavirus. Anybody with allergies, you guys are going to be prime suspect number one.
I just wear a mask so people don't. They don't hate on me because, like, I am allergy central, and it's just like every time I sneeze, Gary just looks at me like with a death stare. And I'm like, it's fucking allergy.
It's like, calm down. It's like, you all right? You all right? Take your temperature. You good?
Like, he has a list of things to cross off to make sure.
I got like a chart to distinguish whether it's allergies or the flu.
Next time in line, guy, I'm gonna fake sneeze, guy, and get myself ahead in line.
Yo, better be careful with that. People going to jail for that. Fake sneezing on people.
Yo, someone got fired from Super C for drinking the Pepsi and putting it back, guy.
Yeah, man. Yeah. That's like, yo, you were a bioweapon walking around right now.
A bioweapon.
People going to jail and shit, licking ice cream and toilet seats and shit.
This guy sounds like a Spider-Man movie, fuck.
Yes, Spider-Man movie. I am bioweapon.
A bioweapon.
Licking ice cream.
Licking your ice cream and laughing and running away.
And then putting it on Facebook.
That's so foolish. Oh, man.
Oh, jeez.
Yo, I was so pissed yesterday. I went to the bank. I walked to the SAQ. I'm like, yo, I need a drink. So I'm like, go in there. Fucking closes before Metro fucking closes. I'm like, son of a bitch, I just cleaned my hands and shit and waited in line for absolutely fucking nothing.
Yo, think.
I'm so mad, guy. I'm like, yo.
Think about that for a second. The premier said only essential businesses are allowed to stay open. SAQ is one of them.
Guy, people need to drink.
I love it, guy. Like, as if, you know, we gotta keep the liquor going.
Guy, people have to be sane, you know? Like, it sounds weird. It's stupid, but
yeah.
Imagine if they closed SAQs.
Yeah, well, guy, I don't have to think about that. Look at the last prohibition. I don't know how many decades or years that was, guy, and like prohibition sounded fucked up.
Oh, yeah.
People getting killed and shit over liquor. I was like, okay, none of that.
People are making moonshine on the side of the road and shit.
You know what I mean?
But yo, no. You know I'm going to be learning how to make moonshine if that happens, guys.
Straight up.
You're going to see me on the corner of fucking Early and Edious, guy. Come get some if you want.
I see some comments saying that the SAQ is open because even there's people that suffer from alcoholism and you can't really cut off the supply cold turkey to people who are recovering. But, I mean, what better time than now to quit? Right? Or to be on the path of quitting. If it's a problem, you know what I mean?
On the path of quitting.
On the path. I don't know the road. I don't go to these meetings.
Back
I don't know.
On the wagon?
I don't want to shit on that shit, but you know what I mean.
I shit on it. I don't have a problem. Like, I go days without it. It's just that there's sometimes I want to drink. And
yeah,
I mean, I went there and it was closed and I was pissed.
Everybody's got to do what they got to do to, like, everybody do what they got to do to stay isolated. Don't leave the house if you don't have to.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, guys. The only reason is if I go to the grocery store, pharmacy, bank, and the SAQ.
Yeah. Yo, so like I seen on the internet, yo, LaSalle is considered a hotspot. You in LaSalle right now?
Yeah.
So what,
LaSalle, Verdun, and I forgot another spot.
Côte Saint-Luke?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, Côte Saint-Luke is like right near me.
Yep.
So, like, I don't know. Like, they said that these places are hot spots or...
Well, there was some decent news today. Like, it's getting better here.
Okay.
Yeah, it's going down a bit. And, like, it's going down more. It's just to keep up, you know, the good work of, you know, staying away from each other.
Yeah, like keeping it clean.
But yeah, it's supposedly it's getting a little bit better, so bit by bit, you know, if everything goes well, you know, I'm staying positive. It's just boredom that kills me, you know what I'm saying?
I know.
And having fear, of course, but... You know, you gotta keep some type of positivity or you go completely insane.
Oh, I feel you. I tell you, I'll admit, like, live, like, that fear hit me hard, man. When I started seeing it, like, oh, now it's spreading all over Montreal, I was like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, Mount Royal, Plateau, NDG.
Then it's like, yo, like, and you know what it's like?
They're doing checkpoints in certain places.
When you have fear, you start to scrutinize people that do, like,
fuck up shit.
Like, dude, like, dirty shit around you, guy. You're like, nah, what the fuck? Throw some sanitizer at them. You know what I mean?
Dude,
what?
Blasphemy.
Run.
But the fucked up shit that I've been hearing
really
going around.
Blasphemy.
Yo, straight up. the bullshit of, like, Asian people getting, like, targeted and stabbed and beat up and shit like that, that shit gotta stop. Don't put a... blame a whole race for shit like that.
I when I got toilet paper, up. Guy.
Well, what do you mean with toilet paper?
I almost fainted, guy. I got like a nice big roll of toilet paper, like package of toilet paper. I almost flipped.
Why? You've had a shortage lately? Like near you?
No. Like, it's just that I got it in the grocery store. So, you know, I don't even remember the last time I got it in the grocery store.
That's true, say.
Yo, I got in the grocery store, I was like, holy shit,
but why the toilet
fucking
paper?
Party.
I don't understand why the toilet paper? That was the first thing to go.
I don't know, that's not going to save your ass.
It's not going to save your ass.
Right, like, you know what, Will? MRE meals. Army meals that can be dehydrated and saved forever.
Yeah, you know, canned foods, frozen food.
Go into the woods, find an old bunker that's not being used, hide there for a while.
Everybody should have bought bidets. That would be more cost efficient.
Spritz, spritz.
Get a little sprinkle, sprinkle.
All I try to do is wash my hands enough and just try to keep the distance and only go out when necessary. Which sucks, but it's the way it is. Like, I want to go visit my mother, you know? Like, she's been lonely and everything else, and, like, I can't even go visit her.
Well, she's in the hospital right now, you're saying, right?
Yeah.
Well, in a way,
she's in the safest spot.
Exactly. That's how I look at it, too. You're right? Like, yeah, you don't get to see her. That's fucked up. But she's safer in the environment that she is where she's at than, like, yeah. You know, like, now if she had to go to a store or had to go to a bank. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But,
makes me want to do a fake, right. Like, yo, I have herpes.
Just gonna fake a condition. I'm gonna fake herpes,
guy. She's like, yo, I have herpes. Send this back to you. I'm like, yes.
It's Ole. These people are just rubbing their foot on purpose just to get them in the hospital.
Mashing their foot up, guy, breaking their foot and shit. Wow. Oh, son of a bitch.
Damn, guess I'm gonna have to stay a couple of days in the hospital.
It's like, oops, I got ran over by a car.
Damn.
You a liar, fuck yourself up, guy.
Yo, serious.
Use a fucking toilet seat. I can mash up your face and shit.
But you say that, like, yo, you say you've been bored, so, like, you haven't been watching anything? There's nothing you've been watching
lately? Oh, no, I've been reading. Reading and reading and reading and reading and reading and reading.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Yeah, now I know how to spell some words.
Knows how to spell some words. Now you're not gonna fucking get on my case about using school words and shit.
Yo, read you a school word. No, I've been just, like, reading stuff on the phone and, you know, and everything else, getting up to speed with this coronavirus and all this other crap and...
Yeah.
And, it's just, something blown up, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, you gotta take it seriously, but it's one thing people are scared of is the fact that they don't have, like, a cure or they're just now finding out treatments to treat the virus.
Yeah.
People are afraid that you can't, like, there's no way to cure it.
Yeah, like,
there's a way to treat it.
Yeah.
But there's no way to cure it.
Yeah, no bulletproof vest, no sure way out of it.
Right? You know, that's what people are going crazy, like, about it. Like, yeah, it's pretty, see, that's the main reason why, like, people are going, it's turned into a pandemic is because, like, they have no idea what to do. Like, you can't get a vaccine or take pills or do anything that will help them. They figured out ways of treating it.
Yeah, I've heard
but they
stuff.
But they haven't figured out ways of getting rid of it.
Yeah, like, I've heard of a lot of people are scared. Like, there's been a lot of breakthroughs in the treatment so far. So, like, that's a positive way of looking at it in the sense that, yeah, I mean... It's spreading all over the place, but people are hard at work on it. You know, the professionals are on it.
Like, I'm reading this straight from the Health Canada website, you know? Like, I'm not going on to these other websites and blah, blah, blah.
And there's a lot of misinformation.
Yeah, I'm reading it straight from the Health Canada website, you know? So, it's not no bullshit, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going on... some random fucking bullshit website.
Now that's what you suggest to anybody. Don't just get all your news from some clickbait site. You know what I mean? Like, even, like, in me on Facebook, I'll like share some stuff, but I'm not sharing it just to scare people or say, oh, look what happened here. This is for me to read later because I can't just, I post it and, like, I come back to it and read it later and see what's up. But it's to try to get updated with what's going on around you.
Would you rather know or not know, you know?
Yeah. Some people would rather know, and then there's some people that would rather not know. But wherever you are on both sides of the spectrum, know that it's a responsibility to follow the directives like they're saying for everybody's sake. which is like, if they say social distancing, don't group up with people, don't start licking toilet seats and fucking having parties. This is where it gets ignorant. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You tell people don't do something, and then obviously the opposite. Like a bunch of like the whole world is children.
It's just irresponsible and just craziness.
You know, like, remember what we were saying the last time? People in Vancouver are just having, like parties, like, big parties, and, like, 40, 50 people are going. Yeah. You know, it's, like, it's just stupidness what you're doing. You know, do you want to get sick? Like, is that what you want? You know, it's like, yeah, I want to get sick, no problem.
Yeah, and this is the one chance to say, hey, look, if we all work together, we could be something and it won't get that bad. This is the one time where it's everybody's business. The one time. I mean, yeah, there's all kinds of things everybody's business, like poverty and fucking and war and all that shit. But come on, this is like one that we could say, hey, this is just easy. Wash your fucking hands. And like
cough into your shoulder or whatever, you know what I mean? Elbow.
Do the hygienic things in life. Now we got to emphasize it. Which is, can you imagine?
Yeah.
That's why I'm glad that now they finally, like, at airplane places, like the airports, if you don't have a private accommodation to bring you to where you need to go to isolate, they will accommodate for you. So that way you don't use public transport.
Well, they got
going also, if you don't even clean your hands, they won't let you in the damn place.
Yeah. So. Yeah. I've seen grocery stores. I've seen people almost refuse the sanitizer. Going into a grocery store, he's like, nah.
Just put on the fucking
sanitizer. You can't come in unless you put on the sanitizer.
Stop being stupid.
Right?
Like, so don't win. Well, what are you special? We have magic hands?
Magic hands.
Yo, I sanitize the mailbox every time a mailman comes. So I'm just like, shh, with the little Clorox wipe.
Well, you think about it like this. Somebody might look at that and say, you're being paranoid. But like, what if what you're doing is not keeping the mailman safe?
That too,
but
yeah.
But making sure it's... Anywhere,
metal.
Let's say anywhere that he's touching his hands, why not every week disinfect that usually in your life? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
This way things like this don't become a worldwide problem. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You notice, like, the biggest problems is, like, in these other countries, because it's all about family, right? And these guys have huge families. So they're always together, you know, and they're not understanding, like, you gotta, you know, keep, no offense, but keep away from each other for a minute, you know? Like, yeah. You don't see my aunt coming to my house, or, like, you guys coming to my house.
That's it.
You know, or me going to your house, or things like that. I understand that, because... Like you said on the website, you could be a carrier and not even fucking know it.
And not even know it.
You end up with 28 days later.
And then I'm hearing like all kinds of stuff like, it affects everybody differently, but there might be different strands and mutations, and this is straight out of a fucking movie. I never seen anything like this. Or even, I know that the Spanish flu, they said in 1918. Right? Was it the closest thing to something like this?
Yeah,
like,
the Spanish flu and the Black Plague.
I was like, look, think about that for a second. That was almost 100 years ago. Or it was. Yeah, 102 years ago.
Spanish flu was 1918.
Boom.
And it infected 500 million people. About a quarter of the world's population at the time.
That's madness.
And then the Black Plague was...
I think what makes that impressive, we're talking 1918. There wasn't nobody flying around.
Right? So it was like in one area.
Well, this thing is a type of respiratory disorder.
So
you know?
So are you believing the conspiracy theory is saying it was grown in a lab, or do you believe the scientists when they say it was grown in nature? Or just not grown in nature, but just... This is an accident. This happened accidentally.
Oh. Well, you know, a lot of people, there's a lawyer wanting to sue China or whatever it came from.
Really?
Yeah, wanting to sue them because they said, oh, you know, they treated it like a weapon. You know, a lot of people are believing. Me, personally, I don't know. Okay, I'm being honest. I don't know. Okay. But I'm hoping it's from natural causes and, like, it just mutated. Because, like, in flu and all these types of sicknesses, they mutate. It's the type of thing.
And it's been around forever.
Yeah, it's been around forever. You know, like, for instance, people have died, thousands of people have died from just a regular flu.
Yeah.
And, like, what the thing is that's so deadly about this, it's a stronger version of that. That's what it basically is.
Yeah, it causes pneumonia, the same symptoms from SARS and MERS, yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's a big respiratory problem. And if you have... Like me, I have to worry, like, in a way, because I have diabetes.
Yeah.
You know?
I think anybody with any type of, like, I think it's like high blood pressure, too. That.
Yeah, I have a lot of that. I'm taking pills for everything. So, like, that's why I'm in so much isolation, you know? Like, I only go out to certain places. I don't even really take the bus anymore. I just walk. So, like, because I'm luckily enough that I'm in a half an hour distance of everything I have to go to.
So, which is very convenient. Like, walking distance?
Yeah, basically. I can get to the bank in about, say, a half an hour if I walk normal pace, which I do.
Okay. Take your time.
You know? What?
Yeah, take your time, man.
Some listeners, Amber says, people need to take this more seriously for real, though, especially for people with asthma. So
asthma as well?
Yes, it's a respiratory, that's one of them.
Yeah, that's one of those symptoms, not symptoms, but one of those conditions that if you have that, catching
those
viruses.
That's an extra one.
Yeah.
That's one, that's up there.
Yeah.
Like, that's up there, COPD, asthma, it's a respiratory problem.
But, like, when you say people need to take it more seriously, I think, yeah, people are taking it seriously. But you can only go so far. Like I said, me, I have to go to work. So I'm still running around.
You gotta make money, you gotta live, you gotta rent, pay rent.
You don't need
that. Yeah, but the people that are on the bus with you, like you said, you were on the bus with, like, some person who was an older person, probably retired, does not need to be on the bus.
Doesn't need
coughing.
To be on the bus, yeah. You got young couples hanging out on the metro ramps.
You know, where are they going?
You know, so...
Why are they important?
Yeah, well, not everyone's going to listen.
Yeah.
It's a known fact. Okay. Not everyone's going to listen.
What's it going
to
take?
You know, like... me, I just try to do my best, whatever. And, like, me, like I said, like, I take a walk. Everything's, like, in half an hour... distance of me, like Colombo, right up the street. Even though, yeah, it's kind of pricey, I don't give a fuck.
Pay up.
Yeah, I don't give a flying fuck.
Yo,
you know what I'm saying?
Speaking of prices, guy, yo, orange juice is $6.
I can't drink orange juice, so I wouldn't know.
That motherfucker was $2 3 weeks ago.
And do I love my orange juice, Gary?
Man.
I love my orange juice, and I can't drink it anymore.
Damn.
I'm pissed off. I hate this disease I have. But anyways, I miss my Tropicana.
But every like, price gouging, everything, man. I've seen, like, Lysol wipes for $15. I've seen disinfectant spray for $15, too. Craziness.
I miss my cocktail mixed with alcohol. Orange juice and fucking Fresca with some rum or whiskey or whatever. Damn, I sound like an alcoholic. You know, but like I said, like I try to, like, make it easier for myself. Like, that's one tip I find for everyone. Try to make it as easy as possible for yourself to to get to places, so you know you don't have to worry about.
Yeah, work together. If somebody needs like a grocery run, you know somebody that can't leave their house, try to find a way to help that person. You know what I mean? Someone need to lift from point A to point B, and you could help them with that. You should do that. Don't let them take public transportation or shit like that. You know what I mean? Like, everybody help one another, you know? Because look, now we're asking for a handout. The government's now just like, oh, we're going to give everybody money. It's like, in the end, this is going to fuck us up. It's all fine and dandy. They're giving everybody money that needs it right now, but the cost after all this is done, whew.
Taxes are going to go way up.
This would be bad, man.
But speaking of transit, so the transit, the STM has reduced their hours, but also we have now some checkpoints in some places. So if you want to check that out, you can go to 511 Quebec, and that would give you all of your road closures and points of entry where there are police. So just be aware of that.
So police, you're saying like they're making police sure roadblocks,
that, yeah,
nobody in or out of
in
these districts?
Out. Right, yeah.
Wow, and that's for the boroughs. We're talking Côte Saint-Luc.
No, not. It's more on the eastern townships that they have the police checkpoints. But they said that we are in the emergency state, so it could change rapidly.
Okay. And, okay. Yeah. So since we're on that tip too, we can mention also as well. If you feel like you have any symptoms, the top three that you see, the what was it? Shortness of breath,
fever.
Coughing, and fever. If you get these three major ones, because if you don't have any of these three, trust, if you try to go in any hospital or testing center, they're turning you away.
And you have to go by appointment first. You have to call first.
Yeah, appointment only. And heard there's a center, which I'm saying once again, in Côte Saint-Luc, and there's one in Ganawaki. So look it up. There's websites that got that information.
Service Canada has that information. You can also call 811, 311, or 211. Those are the hotlines for COVID.
Yeah.
So, you know, just stay safe and wash your hands and don't cough on no one. Don't be a fucking jerk off, people.
Don't be a jerk off.
Don't be a jerk off.
And when you do jerk off, sanitize before and after.
Yeah, man. You don't need that.
That's just nasty. That's some nasty COVID right there.
That's some nasty COVID. That's the new thing right there.
That's some nasty COVID right there.
That's straight
sounds like
COVID.
A pill. I'm gonna take some COVID.
That just replaced ill. COVID.
Oh fuck.
Yo, that shit's COVID.
That shit's deadly.
Yeah.
Yo, that's dope.
That's straight up COVID, yo. I can see it now.
People be busting that slang guy, tough guy.
Let's go to the slang books. Straight up COVID.
Craziness. Yeah, just, you know, proofread what you read. You know, go to the websites that are certified websites, you know, like, don't give in to all of the crazy hype. As much as people want it to be, like, all this conspiracies and stuff, like, we have to look at the bigger picture. People are not...
Oh, like, yeah, the whole, oh, the 5G frequency is making the virus come to life. Get out of here.
You know, like...
Come on.
Don't be dumb.
People give, like, you give too much credit. Like, look, if someone's going to engineer something to fuck you up, like...
People have to realize this is just it is a really bad respiratory virus.
Yeah, this is nature.
Don't make it like something where you're going to, if you get it, like unless you have really bad asthma or you're a senior or anything else, please pray to God for them, you're going to drop, you know what I'm saying? Like, because there's been mad cases where people have just ward off, but these other people, they have to realize, like, it's not a game either.
Yeah, and this whole business of, oh, it's an old person disease, we could definitely myth bust that right now after so many weeks now with this. We've seen it hits everybody.
It's just because they say it affects the seniors a lot because when you get older, your immune system, of course,
naturally
depletes.
Yeah.
Like everything else, like your height, your appetite, your strength, you know, your endurance. You know, like you could stay in shape, but no matter what, your endurance and all that stuff is going to deplete because, like,
yeah, you'll never be like the young self as you get older.
It's just the way it is.
Well, if anything, this virus, I hope, has taught everybody to
take care of themselves.
Take care of yourself. You know what I mean? I bet a lot of you now are drinking a lot of ginger tea. A lot of y'all are like drinking green tea. You should have been doing it in the first place. Keep your immune system in top shape. You know what I mean? Especially if you do things like drinking and smoking. Yeah, you want to live life, but make sure you're taking care of yourself.
Right? Like, eat same an time. Apple once in a
eat
while.
Eat an apple every day. And, you know what I mean? Eat some banana. Vegetables. You know, like, do a push-up. I'm there preaching. I fucking need to do a push-up. But, you know what I mean? Like, if hygiene, if this virus has taught anybody anything, hygiene, super important. We see that now. And we see there's a lot of nasty motherfuckers out there. That's why this virus spreads so damn fast. So, that's the positive I can see. If it taught the world those two things, and to save your fucking money. Because now a lot of people are out of work, now they got no bread, waiting for bread.
So make arrangements for your landlords, peeps, because we ain't getting no rent relief programs.
Call your banks, your credit card companies, let them know, give them the heads up. Take care of yourselves.
Oh, and if you do own property, your taxes will have the deadline pushed ahead, so it will be in May instead of April. The deadline is now 1 month, like, more lenient.
So do those taxes.
Yeah, most definitely.
Get those benefits.
But it gets better off to get it done, period.
Straight up.
You know, don't procrastinate. Because you're talking from a king of procrastination right here. And in the past year, one thing I did from the New Year's resolutions that I'm doing is not procrastinating on anything. Anything.
That's it. Live within the moment. The time to do things is now. Now, like, it's a shame that it took something like this for people to realize, like, yo, I shouldn't have put things off. Like, I should have done it when I had the chance. I should have went to that concert when it was happening. I should have went to this event or this convention. Now it's like, now we don't know if these things are coming back this summer. Summer's coming up. We don't know what's going to happen.
Right? This must suck, though, if, like, you were about to break up with the person that you're living with, and now it's like, oh, shit. It's like, oh, shit.
I heard on a podcast, I don't know if we already talked about it, I heard on a podcast, they said, what do you think is going to happen more? People having babies or divorces? I was like, that could be
that
a 50-50.
That is a good question, eh?
That could be a 50-50.
That could be all of the above.
All the above.
That could be a C answer right there.
All the above.
That's what I would go with. I fucking don't know the percentage, guys. You go with a C answer, guy.
I'm gonna go with C.
I'm gonna go with C. You always go with C anyways.
What is that?
Well, the view, we went down to zero viewers, so because we're at 33 minutes, I decided to just end.
Okay, you ended the video?
Yeah.
Alright, so we're gonna mosey on out of here.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah, if you want to get information about Chilling with Villains, the podcast, and what's on our minds, you go to facebook.com/chillvillains, memes, vids, and stay chill. We are also on Instagram at
Chilling with Villains.
We're on live. Thank you for all the subscribers that that support us on Instagram. I think that's going to be it for the social media. We'll be doing the least amount of it as possible. Otherwise, you listen to our podcast, Spotify, iTunes, wherever you listen to podcasts. Shout out to, once again, to Reams at SoundCloud.com, and check him out on Instagram, and Khadija.R at on Instagram as well. if you have any complaints, if you don't like that I called you a nasty motherfucker, you could send your complaints to chillinwithvillains@gmail.com. Without further ado, this is Gary the Villain leaving the building. My co-host, Mr. Smith. And the think tank in the house.
Hi.
On behalf of Jess Philman and that dude, Nick, that's all we got to say about that shit.
Yeah.